O'Day and O'Flanagan, Propaganda Incorporated. Mr. O'Flanagan? I'm sorry, but Mr. O'Flanagan isn't here today. Who's calling? Professor Mervyn S. Polydonius? Pardon me, neighbor, but is that a name or a new shade of nail polish? Oh, you're a dermatologist. Well, fancy that. The man you want to see is our gullible vice president, Mr. Shamrock O'Day. He believes in everything from Santa Claus to vacant apartments. I'll make an appointment for you. Meanwhile, good luck.
Bigotto, now Divil May Care fame introduces a program of smiles, the luck of the Irish. Featuring your lucky star, Chester Morris, as Shamrock O'Day, radio's gift to gab, who gives you his slogan for success. Quote,
remember, folks, if you don't tell them, you can't sell them.
Unquote. And so, our sponsor invites you to draw up a horseshoe and enjoy tonight's hilarious chapter in The Luck of the Irish, entitled, Hair Again for Harrigan.
Suffering Chopin. Every time I exercise my cornet, that slave driver of a secretary gives me the get busy signal. She has no appreciation of art. With Agatha, it's always business. Business. Business? Faith, and what am I talking about? We haven't had any in 2 weeks. Shamrock O'Day speaking. Just call me Sham for short.
Though I didn't know it by heart. Save that sales routine for your victims and your music for Beethoven.
But Agatha, Beethoven is dead.
Ah, you catch on quick. Of course, not that it matters to a great musician like you, Maestro, but a bankroll just walked in.
Well, no wonder my palm's been itching all morning. Who is this sucker? I mean, the brave man.
He's a funny-looking hair specialist with a beard.
That's all, sister. Tell him to go back tomorrow.
Oh, but you don't understand.
No, make it next week.
The man has $10,000.
Tell him to take it and 10 grand. Is it real money or homemade?
How would I know? I haven't been paid for 3 weeks.
Always griping. What's this plutocrat look like?
Well, over the beard, he has FBIs.
Uh-oh. Send him in. On second thought, rope him and push him in. After all, a bird in the hand is worth. Now, let's see. I better brush up a bit. Ah, how do you do, No, that's too formal. How's tricks, Tom? Dick? Harry?
No, not Harry. It's Professor Mervyn S. Polydonius.
Well, come right in, Professor, and park the Polydonius. You know, I almost mistook you for Monty Woolley.
Sir, you are speaking of the beard I love. Can we converse in the utmost secrecy?
Can we? Why, for 10 grand, I'd even converse in shorthand.
Hmm.
And speaking of being shorthanded, reminds me, Miss Crump, where's my silent partner, Mr. O'Flanagan, today?
He's home, as usual, recuperating.
I see. Overexertion?
Ha! Overindulgence.
Rather temperamental old hag, isn't it?
Yay, verily.
You see, she's got a complex about being in love with O'Flanagan. And besides, she's cracked on the subject of astrology.
Oh, so she's crazy about the stars.
Oh, yes. Mm. Frankenstein, Dracula, Lassie.
Yes, of course. But look, O'Day, are you quite sure that we're alone?
Well, positive. Just you, me, and, well, this large collection of antique musical instruments.
Zounds, you play all of them?
Shh, not so loud. Patrillo might hear you. And now, Professor, suppose we quit beating around your bush and start swindling each other, huh?
Mr. O'Day, you're a man after my own heart.
And that ain't all, Prof.
tell me, is it true that for a substantial fee that you will publicize anything?
Well, anything legitimate, yes. Of course, I'm not narrow-minded about it.
Oh. Eureka! An honest man.
Yes, sir. Just as honest as O'Day is long. Oh, no good, huh?
Dave, Good heavens, no.
No.
Now, tell me, just what successful campaigns have you ever handled before?
Are you kidding? Why, say, I built up the Grand Canyon from a covered wagon rut.
Incredible!
When I took over the Empire State Building, it was only a bungalow.
Stupendous!
And Pike's Peak was just a teeny-weeny pimple. And Senator Claghorn was only a whisper.
Remarkable, my dear fellow.
Yes, I am.
Well, I see that we both speak the same exaggerations.
Well, why not? Why not? Birds of a feather flock.
Yea, verily.
Now, look, Prof, before the air gets any thicker in here, let's face it. Just what is your racket?
Racket?
Uh-huh.
Why, sir, I am engaged in a worthy enterprise. I have developed an amazing formula that will net $1 billion.
Wow, that ain't hay.
No, it ain't. Oh, isn't. it's hair.
Come again?
Hair, my friend. Acres of hair. Just think. Millions of bald heads are crying out for protection against, hailstorms.
Personally, I prefer an ice bag.
No. Well, I'm referring to hair. Hair for all mankind. Luxuriant, healthy, abundant air. And all this in just one application.
Oh, brother. Well, why, for centuries, science has failed to grow hair.
Ah, true, my cynical friend. Take a look at this snapshot. Do you know what that is?
Well, wait a minute now. It looks like a Scotch collie.
A Scotch collie? Listen, my dear fellow. Before applying my formula on this dog, it is a Mexican hairless.
Worra. Why isn't O'Flanagan ever here when I walk into these booby traps?
Then, sir, you refuse to publicize my phenomenal discovery?
Definitely. After all, I'm a man of unquestioned integrity.
Very well, then, Mr. Honest O'Day. I shall take my $10,000 elsewhere. And let me bid you a fond and unprofitable farewell.
Hey, Professor, hold everything.
Sorry. Too late. The die is cast.
Yeah, and you win. Oh, come on, Agatha, old girl, perk up. O'Day and O'Flanagan are back in the chips again.
I'll settle for just my back salary.
Oh, now, don't be greedy. You're just worn out, that's all. You know, what you need is a nice, long vacation.
With pay?
Now, you see, you look better already. Now, get O'Flanagan a phone. He'll get a big kick out of the good news.
Maybe. But according to the planets in your horoscope, this isn't your good day. Jupiter's in decline and Mercury is ascending.
It is? Well, no wonder I feel warm.
Such humor. I'll certainly be glad when Mr. O'Flanagan is well enough to take charge of this madhouse.
You're pretty sweet on the old boy, aren't you?
So what? Here's your better half.
Thanks. Hello, O'Flanagan?
Yep.
Did I wake you up?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's tough. But listen, I've just launched the biggest deal of our career. A new miracle scalp tonic that grows hair like alfalfa. It'll make a million. And I got a $10,000 check in advance.
Certified?
Of course not. Don't you know you should never look a gift horse in the South?
Okay.
Oh, so that's it. Indigestion. Anyway, how's about showing a little enthusiasm? Fine. That's just the pep talk I needed. And they nicknamed you Gabby O'Flanagan. Oh, brother, what an ad he'd make for sleeping tablets. Oh, and speak of the devil, in walks an angel. The top of the morning to you, Penelope, me darling. The fairest Colleen these old eyes ever did see.
Oh, don't try to blarney me with that corny brogue.
Oh, come on. Smile, Penny. Now, what's eating you?
It's from not eating.
Hmm?
Why didn't you keep our luncheon date?
You mean we had a date?
Yes, today, and three last week.
Oh.
You missed them all.
Oh, what a devil of a way for a man to treat his financy. Keeping it on a diet. You know, sure it is, sorry I am.
You certainly broke easily.
Okay, Dumplin. Well, what would you say if I told you that overnight, mind you, you'd be dripping with ermine, sagging with pearls, oozing with bank accounts.
Faith, then I'd say, whatta.
But this time I mean it, Penny. And it's your big chance to help me.
Now it comes. All right. How much this time?
Well, please, Miss Carter. Now, all I want is a name.
A name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with Shamrock O'Dane?
No, no. No, I mean a trade name for a tonic that's guaranteed to grow hair on the Sahara Desert.
Oh, good grief. Don't tell me.
No, wait. I know it sounds crazy, but just cooperate, will you? Now, quick. A name that'll sell the product. Something simple.
Well, let's see. How about, Heron?
Heron?
Mm-hmm.
Heron!
Yeah.
That's it! Oh, Penny, you're divine. I love you. I can see it all now. Billboards from coast to coast reading, "From here on, use Heron." Why, it'll be sensational. National newspaper advertising, a gigantic radio hookup, a terrific...
A terrific what?
You know, that's funny. I always get as far as terrific, and then I run out of ideas.
You're slipping. When we first met, you said I was terrific, and it gave you a lot of ideas.
Well, it's just kid stuff. Oh, but seriously, Penny, now to open this campaign with a big wallop, we've got to stage some publicity stunt that'll attract nationwide attention.
You mean something like...
Bingo. I've got it.
I hope it isn't contagious.
Now, look, baby. We'll high-pressure some big shot with a ball dome to give a public demonstration in a place like the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, let's not be petty. Why not the Rose Bowl?
Rose Bowl? No, too drafty. No. You see, it's got to be a warm place because admission will be by bald head only.
That I've got to see. Just imagine a whole audience composed of 5,000 neon scalps.
Well, now you're on the beam.
Yes, I am. But does O'Flanagan know about this?
Oh, what a worry. I hope not. It'd make the old boy turn over in his bed.
Hmm.
But say, we've got to get somebody to attempt the experiment.
Well, why not ask Alexander Harrigan? He's the pioneer type.
Harrigan? I never heard of the guy.
Well, he's the dean of the Bedville Barbers College.
Oh.
I heard him lecture once. Think what his testimonial would be.
Well, that's a colossal idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can just visualize those 10-inch headlines. Hair again for Harrigan. Or begonias bloom on Barber's Beezer.
Anyway, it sounds lyrical.
Lyrical? Say, that gives me an idea for a snappy singing commercial.
Uh-uh, don't sing.
Okay, darling. But are you sure this Harrigan is bald?
Well, no, he isn't.
Oh.
But his thatch is getting thin on top, just begging for a toupee.
That's all I want to know. And the old boy won't ever have to worry about a wig. Because when I get through selling Dean Harrigan hair on, he'll look like Lady Godiva with slacks on. And so, ladies and gentlemen.
Come in. Won't you please step over here and be seated, Mr.
Shamrock O'Day is the name. Sham for short.
Really? That's very clover. Clever.
Yes, isn't it?
Care for a cigar?
Why, yes, thanks. Personally, I chew pipe stems, but my secretary enjoys them. Weird sort of a girl.
Yes, mine has her peculiarities, too. She's rather gossipy and mercenary. You know.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Now, Mr. O'Day, I don't want to seem brusque, but I'm a very busy man.
Ditto, so I'll make it snappy. I'm here, Dean Harrigan, to acquaint you with the greatest discovery of the 20th century. Hair on.
Hair on? Well, my dear chap, we barbers are interested in removing hair, not in putting it on.
Of course. But if I can put more hair on, you barbers will have just that much more to cut off.
No, see here, O'Day, stop talking nonsense.
Okay, you're asking for it. Dean Alexander Harrigan, that almost bald dome of yours is an everlasting disgrace to the fair name of Bedwell Barbers College. Or you're practically a nudist.
Why, you... How dare you raise your voice to me?
Uh-huh, so you want to hush it up, do you?
That's utterly ridiculous. My life is an open book.
Sure it is. But how about the illustrations?
Illustrations?
Uh-huh.
Mr. O'Day, by any chance has that secretary of mine been gossiping about me?
It's a lie. I didn't tell everything. I only said your hair's falling out in gold.
Why, you eavesdropping again.
You see, Harrigan, a little rumor can start innocently, just like this, and wind up with your resignation as dean.
Confound that girl. Winnie, you're fired.
Oh, yeah? Maybe you don't remember those snapshots we took at the beach last summer. Daddy!
Oh, why, Daddy, you old Casanova.
Oh, Day, you're an unscrupulous rascal. You must have bribed that Winnie person. She's money-minded.
You're telling me.
Let's cut out this fiddle-faddle. Just what are you after?
I'm after your scalp.
What?
Your scalp. I'm going to grow a thick head of hair on it in just one application. And then I want your endorsement of this miracle tonic hair on. And money is no object.
Oh-ho! So now you're even trying to bribe me.
Oh, Dean, you wound me. After all, isn't a hero of science worthy of his reward?
Hero?
Sure.
Well, of course, since you put it that way...
Of course, and who knows? A speech at the Civic Auditorium by you...
A speech? you know, Dave, the more I think about this, the more I'm inclined to...
Yes?
No, never.
Oh, a problem child, huh? Well, if you don't want to be a hero, if you don't want that $1,000 bonus...
Bonus? No, I won't risk it.
Okay, you don't deserve it, but I'll be big. When you finish your demonstration tomorrow night, I'll make you a present of those beach snapshots.
What?
Mm-hmm. You see, I bought them from Winnie for $25. Of Deanie with the light brown hair.
Ben, please.
Okay, Penny, me love. I was just rehearsing our theme song.
Theme song?
Mm-hmm. In honor of Deanie Harrigan without the light brown hair.
Oh.
You see, tonight he sacrifices himself as a guinea pig in the name of ball-painted humanity. And, incidentally, I hope I'm not boring you, Professor.
Yay, but... No, not at all, not at all.
Well, thanks.
Look, Shem, before you plunge any deeper into this hair tonic, hadn't you better check with O'Flanagan?
Say, you're right. I forgot all about that old blondie from Killarney, and it's almost deadline, too. Oh, Agatha.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Sweet kid, yeah. Get my silent sleeping partner on the phone, will you?
All right, but it's a mistake. The moon is in Taurus, and Saturn is opposed to Venus.
Saturn must be getting old if he's opposed to Venus.
Maybe he prefers a girl with arms.
A girl with arms, yes. And pretty legs like yours.
Well, thanks.
Mr. O'Flanagan is yawning at his end of the line.
Yeah, just full of vitamins. Hello? O'Flanagan?
Yep.
Did I wake you up?
Yep.
Oh, so sorry. But I'm making a final report before we take off.
Okay.
Heartburn, huh? I'm glad to hear you're normal again. Well, the auditorium's packed to the doors. Everything's all set for tonight's big kickoff.
Why?
Why, he says. Oh, it's laryngitis. Well, take another gargle for me, for luck. So long. Agatha, you and Penny hold down the hideout. Come on, Professor, we've just got time to make the auditorium.
Oh, hey, wait a second. There's a letter here I haven't opened yet from the bank.
Can't stop to read it now. Tell Mr. First National I'll see him first thing tomorrow and deposit my first million. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry, my error. Baldness is strictly a stag affair. But seriously, fellas, seriously, since this doesn't concern the ladies, we'll just skip the glamour talk. You all know why we're here, so let me introduce two of our outstanding civic benefactors. On my right, Alexander Harrigan, Dean of the Bedwell Barbers Cup.
Thank you, fellow citizens. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking...
Thank you, Dean. And now... Now on my left, a famous dermatologist, Professor Mervyn S. Polidonius. The professor doesn't speak English, so I'll just ask him to take a bow. Take a deep bow, Professor. That's deep enough. And now, gentlemen, the professor will anoint the dean with hair on. Hair on! The miracle mucilage that grows new straws in your old broom. And in just one application. Well, are you ready, Dean?
Ready. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. And now, Professor, are you ready?
Si, senor.
All right, then. Now brace yourselves. Professor, turn on the juice.
His scalp sounds a little rusty.
Yes, he's probably had water on the brain.
Mm.
Help! 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 I'm being robbed! It's grand larceny! Arrest me, Scrooge! Help!
Ye gods, Brock, look at the dean. He hasn't got a hair left on his dome.
Day. Jen, darling, what happened? Your shirt's ripped. Your hair.
Never mention the word hair again.
But where's the professor?
Oh, he took a powder, and I hope it's arsenic. Oh, we're ruined. And you, Agatha. Your double-crossing stars put the jinx on me.
It wasn't the stars. It was the First National Bank.
Now what?
The professor's check bounced.
Oh, that's all I needed.
Oh, cheer up, sham darling.
Yeah, I'd cheer up with both fists if I could just meet the Mick who invented that bromide about Irish luck.
Oh, which reminds me. Mr. O'Flanagan said to call him. He's awake.
Oh, he is he? Well, a big fat head. Give me that phone.
Yes, sir. My, is he mad.
Shut up! I'll tell that Rip Van Winkle a thing or three. He snores while I sweat. I'll give him a piece of my mind. I'll give him... Oh, O'Flanagan?
Yeah.
Well, nice to know you're convalescing.
Yeah.
Swell. And here's a nice little relapse for you. We're hopping the first plane for the Mexican border.
Why?
Because gangrene set in. You don't know what happened.
Sure, I know. I was there.
Well, suffering silence. The Sphinx speaks. Pray go on, O'Flanagan. This may never happen again.
Yep. I saw the guy's hair fall out in 10 seconds. Congratulations.
Congratulations?
Thanks. With your screwball Irish luck and my brains, we've stumbled on a gold mine.
You mean hair on?
Yeah, that's right, but the name is wrong. From now on, every time you turn on the radio, what do you think you'll hear?
I give up. What?
We interrupt our musical program to bring you a special announcement by transcription. Ladies, do you look like a grizzly bear? You do? Well, don't. Superfluous hair is revolting. Sponsor invites you to another Blarney session at the same time next week. Starring Chester Morris and with musical direction by Vern Buck, The Luck of the Irish is written and produced by Gene Burdett.
O'Day and O'Flanagan, Propaganda Incorporated. Who? Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Audience. Next week, Shamrock O'Day collides with a local vocal yokel, the toneless tenor with tonsil control. He's a scream, and you will, too. Meanwhile, good luck.
Thank you.
This is the Happy-Go-Lucky Broadcasting Network.